Welcome to the Change Your World for 2016 Mindset and Let's Get Going Conference. I am so excited to introduce to you Ms. Shannon Presson, and this is all brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. So Shannon, won't you take it from here?
Oh, thank you so much, Tanya. It's such a joy to be here and talk about what I love to talk about is the topic of radical storytelling. When I first started calling it radical storytelling, people were kind of like, well, what is that? What is that? What I realized is that everybody tells stories. We've listened to the speakers that have gone before me. There'll be lots of speakers after me, and all of us are going to be telling stories because stories are how we make sense of our world. You know, we're gifted in the fact that we have this wonderful ability to create language and to communicate, and language defines our world. The words that we use, the way we describe things, is all part of our understanding of how we perceive reality. And then we make a story up about it so that we can make sense of everything. So the idea of radical storytelling is to look at the stories you're telling, ask yourself if those stories support what you're trying to achieve, if they're sabotaging what you're trying to achieve. For example, say you're someone who wants to create a bigger version of your business next year, or you're ready to step up to the next level. But there's a story inside that says something like, I'm not sure if I'm ready, or I don't know if I have what it takes, or whatever. So that's a story. And so radical storytelling is, how do we change that story in such a radical way that it fundamentally changes who you are and what's possible? So that's the question that we're going to hold during our time together today. And as I'm going through the stories that I want to talk about, think about how those are playing out in your life. Because I believe there are four stories within all of us. We all have these stories. They're active in our lives. And if we begin to understand how they impact us and the power behind them, we can literally change our life. We can literally create things that we never thought were possible before. And so what I'm going to be talking about today is what those stories are and how you can begin to utilize them to really create what you want, right? Because this is all about, it's all about the mindset piece and how to change your world. So let's take a look at those stories. The first story that everyone tells is the challenge story. So this is the story that you talk about when people say, how's it going? You know, what's going on in your world right now, and how are things working? And you're like, well, you know, things are pretty good. Things are really great. But so-and-so, something's going on in my life. So this is the sand in your bathing suit, as Gilda Radney used to say, the thing that you really want to create change for in your life. Like, everything's great, or everything's perfect, or everything's really challenging right now, and I want to create change. So the first story that we tell is the challenge story, and the most important thing about that challenge story is to begin to understand that really it's just a definition. It's not set in stone. It's changeable. It always is movable. So the thing that we always want to remember is that the challenge story is simply how we're defining our current reality. And in neurolinguistic programming, there's a great saying, it's that the map is not the territory. And I love that. I love that saying, because if you are planning to go somewhere, say you want to take a trip or a destination, and you think, okay, so I need to plot my course, I need to decide where I'm going, you'll get a map. You'll go on Google, you'll go to AAA, you'll get some representation of your journey, and you'll start to plot it out. But that map is not the actual journey. So when we look at our own lives and we're telling our story, we're simply describing the map of how we see reality, and that's all it is. It's our impression of what's going on. So the challenge story is, what's the current story of where you are in your world right now? The next story we tell, of course, is the dream story. So what would it look like if it was exactly the way you wanted it to be. If the passion and purpose fairy came down and touched you on the forehead and said, okay, Shannon, you can have whatever you want, as long as you can name it specifically. This is where a lot of people get stuck, because they say things like, well, I just want to make a lot of money, or I want to help people, or I want to do good work in the world, or I want to whatever. But it's kind of vague. You know, when people say, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money, what does that mean? What exactly is a lot of money for you? Or what exactly is a dream job for you? What will you do with that money? How much money are we talking about? Where specifically are you planning to have this dream job? What does your ideal relationship look like? How would you know if you actually received it? And it's an interesting question, because sometimes when people are trying to create something, and I ask the question as a coach, well, how will you know when you've gotten to your destination? And that's an important part of it, because that puts you into what you will see, what you will hear, what you will feel. And by being able to articulate that, it does a number of things to your neurology. It helps your brain, because your brain is one of those wonderful tools, I like to call it a tool, that properly programmed can give you tremendous results. That's the key. So, for example, your brain doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. And if you have ever been driving down the freeway, looked in your rearview mirror and seen a flashing red light, you instantly had a reaction. You saw it, you went, oh! If you're like me, you went, oh, no, or something like that. I'm going to get a ticket. And you take your foot off the gas, and you kind of look around sheepishly, and you go, oh, wait a second, I wasn't really speeding. And then all of a sudden, the light behind you moves away, and you realize it was a pizza truck. And that moment when you had that anchor, when you saw that thing in your rearview mirror, you instantly made a decision, because your brain has a recorded experience perhaps of some time in your life when that really was, you know, an ambulance or police or something that got your attention. And so your brain has this coded memory of actions to take when certain things happen. So the action that you're taking in this case is taking your foot off the gas. So it's the same thing with your dream story. When you begin to really fully imagine what that dream looks like, what that new piece of it looks like, when you really create the vision, and the vision is the most important thing, we have to decide where we're going and why going there is important. Simon Sinek in his great TED Talk, Start With Why, always talks about why do you want what you want. And so the dream story, that second story that we all tell, is that place inside you that says, get specific, imagine yourself, especially this time of year when we're, you know, thinking about what's coming up in the new year and how we're going to articulate our dreams and our hopes and our desires. Spend some time visioning. You know, do a vision board, write in your journal, and specifically see yourself in that new situation. Make it a big, giant IMAX movie so that you're seeing and doing and being and having. So these are action statements, and it sees your brain sees you doing that and says, oh, okay, so now I'm going to start looking for evidence to make that true, because your brain doesn't like ambiguity, so it's always trying to make whatever you're thinking about real for you. So there you are. You've got that challenge story. You've got the dream story, where you are and where you want to go. So the next story is directly tied to, well, if you know where you are and you know where you want to go, why aren't you there? All actions that we take, all processes that we go through in our life start with the thought. So we think a thought, then we attach an emotion to it. So, oh man, I really want to do this thing. It's really exciting. I'm getting the excited emotions. I'm taking action. So the third piece is action. And the fourth piece is I got a result. But sometimes the results that we get aren't necessarily the results we were hoping for. And so we go back to the thought, and now instead of being really excited, now we're kind of depressed, or maybe we're sad, or we're feeling uncomfortable. And so we take a different action. Maybe we don't try as hard, or maybe we back off, or maybe we tell ourselves that we're not ready, what have you. And then the results that we get start to become confirmation that the action that we were taking aren't the right actions. And that puts us squarely in the third story, which is the yeah, but story. And I always like to, the one that always sort of gets me, I know when I'm deep in my own yeah, but story, when I find myself endlessly watching cat videos on YouTube. I mean, that has to be my number one go-to, oh, nothing's working, I think I'll distract myself, and next thing I know, I'm going down the rabbit hole. And I know I'm not the only one, so some of you can really relate to that. But it may not be something that obvious. It could be things like clutter. You can't focus because there's so much clutter around you. Maybe you're a neat person and your desk looks like somebody just, you know, blew through there with a leaf blower. Or maybe it's procrastination. You find yourself not taking action. Or I know when I was first starting out, when I worked at home, and when I had to do a difficult proposal or there was something that I was really working on that required a lot of focused energy for me, I would find myself obsessing about laundry. Oh God, I'll get started as soon as I do the laundry. And that's a huge kickoff that you're in procrastination because there's something going on underneath the surface that's keeping you from focusing on that dream goal of yours. Overwhelm. Overwhelm is another one. It's a huge piece of what happens to us as we start thinking about all the things that we have to do in order to make our dreams come true. And they seem so overwhelming to us that we don't start on any of them. And all of these are a version of the yeah, but story. I like to think about the yeah, buts as these dragons. You know, in the early years, in the ancient times when cartographers created maps of the world, they would put dragons in the outer limits, and that was to signify, don't go there. You know, there be dragons. This is unexplored territory. There's something scary here, and we don't know what it is. And a big part of the yeah, but story is what we're afraid of, or what we haven't addressed, or the inner story going on below the surface. So we may on the exterior be committed to wanting to create a new business or wanting to create new income levels or, you know, step out and become a speaker on the stage or take our voice in a more powerful way. But there's an internal commitment that we've also made probably long time ago when we were really small children that said stepping out is scary, or being seen or heard is not safe. I know for myself, when I first started my public speaking career, and I've been speaking since I was 13, I love being on stage, but it wasn't happening the way I wanted it to. And part of that was when I did my own work, I worked with an awesome coach, and she helped me identify that I had a deep underlying story that no one cared what I had to say. And I came by it, honestly. I mean, it was part of my family dynamic. My mom was a pretty stressed mom with two very young children and a husband who wasn't really there for her. And, you know, she paid attention if you were on fire or bleeding from, you know, from your head to your toe, missing a limb. But other than that, she just did not have the bandwidth to pay attention. And so as a young child, you know, it was vulnerable and it was frustrating. And so I made a decision. I made a choice that what I had to say didn't matter. And so that decision went unconscious, as all of these dragons in our past do. And the thing about the unconscious that is important to understand is it's unconscious. I mean, it's the nature of unconscious. There's nobody in there. There's nobody paying attention to what those old programs are, those old stories, those old beliefs. And so if we don't actually actively and consciously go back and begin to identify what these competing commitments are, we're going to get stopped. We're going to get blocked. And, you know, I know there's a big popular conversation out there that, you know, you just got to feel the fear. You've got to do it anyway. You've got to, you know, muscle through it. You've got to recognize you're going to be afraid, and then you're still going to have to take action. And I absolutely believe that's true, that there are absolute appropriate situations. For me, for example, you know, I may always have that memory of feeling like what I had to say wasn't important. But I also understand now where it comes from, and I have a really good understanding of what that is trying to get for me, is trying to keep me safe. And so what I also recognize is that when I'm out on stage and I'm playful and I'm having fun and I'm speaking my truth, I am safe. And it actually doesn't even matter whether people don't care what I have to say. In fact, most of the time, you know, people will take what they need, but that doesn't mean it's an indictment or, you know, any sort of indication of my own self-worth or value. So for you, you have a dragon or a gatekeeper outside that scary cave that says, you know, don't go there, but you absolutely have to go there. And that's where you begin to do that work of, okay, I am afraid. And I'm scared. So I'm going to get some help. I'm going to get a guide. I'm going to get someone who's familiar with the territory that's going to help me explore this cave and identify what those dragons are trying to get for you. Because once you understand what they are trying to get for you, then you can work with them. Then you can create new beliefs and new stories. Because remember, all stories are just a map of your reality. So if the story you're telling yourself isn't getting you your dreams, then you can change that. So how do you do that? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to take 100% responsibility for the fact that it is your story. And you may have come by it honestly. You may have gotten it from your mom or your dad or your work or your life or what have you. And it's yours. And no one's going to take it away from you. And you're welcome to keep it as long as you like. But you might play around with the idea that it's not necessarily serving you and what would be possible if you changed it. And then from that place, you know, being willing to take 100% responsibility for whatever's going on in your life and saying, I may not know how to fix it, but I know it's mine. I'm going to do whatever it takes. The second piece of that is surrender. And surrender can be an uncomfortable place for most of us, especially those of us that are out to change the world and make a difference and be of service, because surrender can sometimes feel like losing control, but in actuality it is a powerful, powerful exercise to open up to what I call the fourth story that everyone has within them. And that story is called the unexpected story. And the unexpected story isn't the story that you get to write. You know, it's not the story that you say, oh, I know exactly how this story is going to play out. Because the unexpected story is that connection that you have to something greater than yourself. And so many people that I've talked to and interviewed that have done extraordinary things or have done things that began with the words, oh my God, in my wildest dreams, I never imagined that it would turn out this way, or I was trying to create this, but what happened was so much greater and so much more powerful. And in every single instance, pretty much bar none, that unexpected story was a byproduct of them committing to their dream, owning where they were at, and taking 100% responsibility for that yeah, but story, whatever that is. And they did work. They got guidance, they followed their heart and their gut, not just their brain, because, you know, we have three areas of intelligence. We have our brain, but we have our heart, we have our gut. And so as they began to work towards that dream story, and they began to actively work with their yeah, but stories, to actively own 100% that they were in charge and they were responsible for that story, something extraordinary happens. Coincidence, synchronicity, what I like to call the power that creates worlds. There are forces at work that will conspire to help you create what you deeply desire. And the more you are connected to what your heart and your gut, as well as your mind, wants for you, the more you're in alignment. Does that mean it happens effortlessly? No. So, you know, for those of you that are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to follow my heart's path and everything's going to be great, it's like, well, maybe. It's not been my path. You know, I'm the poster child for it. It seemed like a good idea at the time. And I've had so many unexpected stories in my life. But the important part is to remember that that story, that fourth story, is your birthright. It is actually the highest version of you pulling you forward and saying, you can do this. You can do this. And it's not a big, loud, booming voice. It's a very subtle energy. And you have to pay attention to it. And you have to be grateful for everything that happens that moves you towards that direction. So once again, those four stories, the challenge story, where are you at in this moment? The dream story, what would it look like if it was exactly the way you wanted it to be? What would you see? What would you feel? What would you hear? Get specific. Turn it into a big moving picture. Two or three, what's in the way of that? Where's the gap between where you are and what you want to create? That's the but story, and that's our place of resistance and procrastination, overwhelm, courage, deservability, boundaries, all of those places that stop us and get in our way. And then, of course, the unexpected story, which is what really is what we're all trying to create, something so astonishing that it takes our breath away. So in order to wrap this up, for those of you that this really resonated with and you'd like to go further, or you'd like to actually hear it again and get a little more specific, I have a wonderful four-part video. It's a free download. You can go to my website at shannonpresson.com/free-gift and go ahead and get on the list, and we will send you this four-part video series that actually has specific questions for each one of the stories that you can work on your own, and you can journal. And then at the end of this process, if you come to the end and you're going, wow, this is really overwhelming, but I can see the value of it, there's an opportunity for a strategy session. You and I can have a chat and talk about what's going on in your life and what you would like to create. If you'd love to know more about me and my own story, you can check out my website at shannonpresson.com. It's shannonpresson.com. And it's once again been an absolute joy to connect with everybody and to partner with Tanya. She's an extraordinary person, and so I hope you're following everything that she does, because she's the real deal. So thank you all. I hope to connect with you through my website. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Shannon Presson. And I hope that whatever it is that you are ready to create in your life, that you truly believe you can do it. And if you don't believe you can do it, then find somebody, a mentor, a coach, a friend who can hold that container for you until you're strong enough to hold it for yourself. Because I absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt that you are brilliant, you are unique, you are one of a kind, and the world needs you to stand up and be seen, heard. And as my friend Nancy Jutton says, celebrate it. Thanks.